Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Friday, the 30th of September, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Russian President Vladimir Putin will reportedly host a ceremony today at the Kremlin to officially annex the Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia regions of Ukraine, territory amounting to some 15% of Ukraine's total landmass. Putin is set to address the audience of MPs in the Russian Duma during today's festive signing ceremony, which is scheduled for today at 2 p.m. in Moscow or 3 p.m. Warsaw time. According to Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, the ceremony will be followed by a concert on Red Square. The annexation plans have been roundly condemned by many world leaders, with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres declaring that any attempt to proceed with annexation would have no legal value and deserve to be condemned. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised a strong response to Russia's imminent annexations of Ukrainian territory and summoned the country's National Security and Defense Council for an emergency meeting today. In his nightly address last night, Zelensky promised that Russia will not get a new territory of Ukraine. Russia will annex itself to the catastrophe that it has brought to the occupied territory of our country. Poland's lower house on Thursday endorsed a bill to freeze next year's electricity prices at 2022 levels to help households with rising energy costs. Under the bill, households will be able to consume up to 2,000 kilowatt hours of energy at rates guaranteed from 2022. For families with members with disabilities, the limit will be 2,600 kilowatt hours, and for large families and farmers, the limit is set at 3,000 kilowatt hours. Those who use electricity for heating will also be eligible for a one-off electricity allowance from 1,000 zloty to 1,500 zloty, depending on prior usage. Funeral ceremonies were held yesterday in the Warsaw suburb of Falenica for popular Polish actor Franciszek Pieczka, who died on September 23rd at the age of 94. Pieczka was buried with state honors, with President Andrzej Duda in attendance. Earlier in the week, the Polish parliament paid tribute to Pieczka with a moment of silence. He was the recipient of numerous awards in Poland, including the Order of the White Eagle, the highest Polish state distinction, and a Life Achievement Award from the Polish Filmmakers Association. The Dominican Republic defeated Poland 3-1 last night at Ergo Arena, ending the Poles' winning streak in Phase 1 of the 5B Women's World Volleyball Championships. The loss bumped Poland to second place in Group B rankings, behind the Dominican Republic with 10 points and 3 wins. The Polish team will have a chance to redeem themselves tomorrow night when they face off against Turkey at 8:30 p.m. It will be the last match played in Gdańsk before Phase 2 of the tournament begins in Łódź on October 4th. And a reminder that as part of the ongoing Defiant, Unvanquished, Enduring Film Festival in Gdynia, Radio Gdańsk will be hosting a panel discussion tonight about the legacy of the historic Gdynia Sports Club. The discussion will begin at 7 p.m. tonight in the Hajdun Concert Studio at Radio Gdańsk and will be followed by a violin concert featuring Kamila Wąsik-Janiak, accompanied by Edward Wolanin.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and cool, with only a slight chance of rain throughout the day and a gentle breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will remain on the chilly side, with a high of 16 degrees centigrade or 60 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 7 degrees centigrade or 44 degrees Fahrenheit. Clouds and a slight chance of rain are expected to return tomorrow afternoon, with a chance for additional storms early next week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.